Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome and let's begin.
Hey everyone, this is Stephen James from Project Life Mastery. Today I'm excited to be interviewing Dean Graziosi, who is a very successful internet entrepreneur. He is the author of the best-selling book called Millionaire Success Habits, and he is also the co-founder of Mastermind.com in partnership with Tony Robbins. Now, I've had a chance to get to know Dean over the last few years, and he is one of the most impressive entrepreneurs that I've met and been around. What he's done in his business, but also many different industries over his lifetime, has been incredibly impressive. So I learned a lot from him when it comes to entrepreneurship, business, internet marketing, investing. He's partnered up with Tony Robbins for the last few years and put together Mastermind.com. They're actually putting on this Own Your Future Challenge, which is a free 5-day event that we'll be talking a little bit more about later in this video. But it's a free 5-day event where they're bringing on some incredible speakers from all walks of life to come and share how people can own their future, how people can create their success. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today here on this interview. We're going to be talking about how you guys can pivot in challenging times so that you can create success, and what are the opportunities that are available for someone like you that's watching this right now to transition to building a business, whether you've already got a business and you're looking for new opportunities to make more money, or if you don't have a business and maybe you want to pivot and start your business in this new world that we live in today. How can you do that? And what are the opportunities that are available for someone like you? We're also going to be talking about millionaire success habits. Dean's been around a lot of incredibly successful people and been able to distill from them what are the habits that make someone a millionaire. So we're going to be talking about that as well. So Dean, thank you so much for taking the time to be here.
It's good to be here with you, man.
So last time that we talked, we did an interview, and this was right when the pandemic was happening, right before the crash and the lockdowns. And since then, a lot of people have been beat up. A lot of people have lost their jobs, or their business have been struggles with that, or even challenges with their mental well-being. You are creating a challenge with Tony Robbins that I'm getting behind to share with my audience called the Own Your Future Challenge. So do you mind talking a little bit about how people can own their future? How can people bounce back? How can people create their success this year and moving forward?
Yeah, great question, man. Good to chat with you. We had a chance to spend time together in Fiji and get to know each other. So it's good to see you. And it looks like you're having a great time traveling and just doing what we're supposed to do in life, right? Living it to the fullest potential. Listen, the reason we're doing the Own Your Future Challenge is because this is a crazy time in the world. If you felt unsure, if you felt uncertain, if you are fearful of where the world's going, congratulations for being human. I mean, I'm 52. I've never seen anything like it. And I don't think most people have, at least in this generation, right? And what happens sometimes is when there's so much shift and so much change to the outside world. I'm literally sitting in my office right now having this conversation. I'm looking at the thermostat in the wall, and it makes me think, in life, when we're feeling it, when our confidence is high, when things are going right, we are the thermostat. We adjust our lives. We adjust how we feel. I'm going to try this new thing. I'm going to start a new business. I'm going to go online. I'm going to be a part of the digital economy. I'm going to go out. I'm going to do these things. We are the thermostat. And then when things shift, change, fear, we become the thermometer. And we, without realizing, we let the world kind of guide us, right? Our temperature is going up and down, and someone else is going to regulate it. And that's why Tony and I thought through this, like, how do we help people own their future? In January, we did a challenge on kind of owning your mindset, because the world shifted and we put 837,000 people on a challenge in January about mindset. So then we decided it's time for people to help people own their economic future, own their own economy, because a lot of the world is kind of, I don't want to, it's like the old saying, when one door closes, another one opens. But most people stand at the closed door jiggling the knob for like, I want to just go back to where it was. Let me just get settled. And what I want to encourage you is a great question is I want to encourage you, if you're listening or watching right now, is we can't wait for someone else to fix it. No one's coming with a magic wand, and the world may not go back to where it was ever. You know, Tony was in an interview. I referenced Tony because he's a dear friend. We talk every day, but there's certain things that stick in my head. He said, it's like Humpty Dumpty broke. It's never going back together the same way. And if you think we're going back there, then I want to, that's why I want to do an interview like this and be here with you guys, is I want to shake you a little and go, no. And though the pandemic and the shifts have taken a lot away, they've also offered up amazing opportunities. So it's a long answer to a short question, Stefan, but what I believe is during a shift like this, we must be investigative reporters. We must be willing to let go of the doorknob of the door that closed and go down other paths and say, oh, you know what? Maybe the world, we're socially distanced, but now we're virtually connected. Is there something that through online connection, is there something in the digital economy, the virtual economy, the knowledge industry, the information age? Just be the investigative reporter. Don't stare at Blockbuster. Try to find the next Netflix. Don't stare at taxi cabs. Try to find the next Uber. And I know they're worn out slogans, but you really get the point of it. So I think what helps is knowing that uncertainty and being fearful is normal. But the more you sit in one place, the more you wait for something else to change, the more that will grow. And the truth is, the more you could be left behind.
I love it. Now, you mentioned that there's some new opportunities that have come from this, and I want to ask you about that a little bit later. But one thing I just want to acknowledge for you is I've been incredibly impressed just watching you when the pandemic was occurring and how you have adapted and pivoted, as well as with Tony. So I remember during the pandemic, you know, you and Jeremy and your team, you guys put up a page that had just all these valuable resources, videos, trainings to help people during the challenges of what they're going through. Yeah. And it was all 100% free. You just put up there online and shared that with your audience because you wanted to help them with their confidence, with dealing with adversity and challenges. And so that's just amazing. And I'd love to hear a little bit about how you've pivoted, but also with Tony Robbins, because you've been managing part of Tony's business. Tony's, you know, the biggest speaker in the world, has got his events business with tens of thousands of people that show up for that. What have you kind of seen from working with Tony and noticed from other people that are successful like yourself? How do you guys adapt? What is your mindset? What is the belief system, the things that you guys are doing to come out of this? With what Tony Robbins, just watching and observing that guy and what he's been through and how he's stepped up. I just love to hear a little bit about showing up as a leader during these times, because there's a lot of business owners that are watching this, or people that are aspiring to become more of a business owner or more of a leader during these times.
What a great question. And I'll tell you, and I want all of you to hear this. Tony's someone who changed my life 2 decades ago. I love that we're friends, dear friends now, business partners on 2 companies. And now I do help run his main company. And you know why I help run his main company? It just started as a friendship. But I want you really to hear this. When the world shifted and live events were over, and Tony's been serving people live, looking him in the face, being 2 inches away from some people when they're going through a struggle or thinking of suicide or going through a divorce, and he gets to be a foot away from their face and give them an intervention that changes their life. If you watch I'm Not Your Guru, you see what he's done for 40 years, and all of a sudden it was gone. I want to tell you, my dear friend who's helped change my life was stuck and mad. And literally, he tells this publicly, I wouldn't share it. He didn't want to go virtual. He said, no, we'll find a way. We'll go to movie theaters. We'll go to churches. People need me. He's right. They need him. But the world still shifted. And I, as Tony's friend, and I share this because no one's changed my mindset more in the world than him. I'm just being honest. He's my mentor. He's the guy that shifted me. It was my time to give back. Because Tony couldn't get out of it. He goes, Dean, you don't understand. When I'm in people's faces, I'm in their soul. I can feel it. I can transform their life. I can't do it in a Zoom setting. And it took me about a month of us talking every day, every other day, him getting mad, not mad at me, mad that things were being shut down. And I saw how human we all are. He was so used to doing it that way and knew what he could do for people. But then we started to explore. And this is what being the investigative reporter, I begged Tony and got on a plane and he flew to a friend that was doing virtual in a different type of space in a little Zoom room where he could see 50 or 100 people. And then I flew him someplace else. And then we got together. And then finally one day he let go of the doorknob and went down another path. And he said, how can we make this where I'm in people's living rooms? And then we became investigative reporters and we got Zoom and we got the owner of Zoom on the call and we got people in video and we got a company that did flat screens and asked if they could put them on a curve. And we just started getting creative. And all of a sudden it went from, God damn it, Humpty Dumpty broke, to no, we put it together a different way. How do we research? And here's, please write this down. When we get stressed, we think to ourselves, how can I get through this? The how sometimes, how do I get online? How do I start my new business? How do I get momentum on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram? How can sometimes freak us out? But the word who can allow you to get it accomplished faster. So instead of just how we were going to do this online, we went out and asked all the who's that knew how to do cool stuff and all this, and we put it all together and the who came together that knew how to do it. It's why you get courses. It's why you go online. It's why entrepreneurs cut checks for speed to learn from other people, right? Mm-hmm. So we got all these people together and in 9 weeks, we built a virtual stadium. I know, Stefan, you got the chance to see it and we were in it, but we built a virtual stadium where Tony could see 3,000 people at once. He could walk up to the screen and see the whites of their eyes and he could do interventions where he's right there with them. And all of a sudden he went from this thing that he would, I'm telling you, when it first changed, Tony said to me, brother, I love you. This is his words. I will never, ever do virtual. And now he said, I can't believe that I get to touch people's lives all over the world. And he said, people that couldn't afford to fly to see me, now I can. I mean, the last event was 187 countries. 187 countries at one event. He loves virtual. He's like, I can serve these people. Because listen, he's in a place in his life where it's all service. He could quit. 100, he can't spend the money. He can't, he's got 72 different companies. Like he's in a good place. It's about service. And now he could serve people around the world. But we have to realize the most, in my opinion, the most powerful guy when it comes to shifting beliefs had a hard time shifting his beliefs. So if you feel that I'm a little weak, you're not, you just need to be around the right people. You need to expose yourself. That's why we wanted to expose yourself to new opportunities, new shifts, and then gain the mindset with the right team. And again, that's why we're doing the Own Your Future Challenge, to put the right people, the right mindset, right capabilities. But you need to do this on your own as well.
Love it. Now, I know that you and Tony Robbins, and have been involved in some capacity, have been helping people over the last few years now to transition online, to build their business online, because the education business has been booming and just more and more people are consuming information, content, learning from the internet. During the pandemic, I can see how that opportunity has only gone up and increased. So do you mind sharing with people what is the opportunity that you and Tony believe in so much and are sharing with people? And how can people that are watching this, maybe they've got, you know, they're stuck in a job or, you know, they're not really happy with what they're doing, or they want to build their own business and leverage the internet in some way, shape, or form. What opportunity do people have if they want to go in that direction?
Well, right now, let's just say it like it is. Knowledge is the new currency, right? The commodity, the asset you have doesn't have to be in a warehouse. It doesn't have to be a widget. It doesn't have to be an invention. The knowledge you have between your ears, the experience of life, the experiences, the mess that you got through and now you're on the other side is actually the most valuable thing online, especially the way it's growing. And it's simple as this. When people think of knowledge industry, information industry, self-education industry, whatever you want to call it, why has it become a revolution? Because people are just deciding going back to school takes too long and doesn't give me the specialized knowledge I need, right? Napoleon Hill said it in, I don't know, 1936. He said, you know, general knowledge, no matter how vast and how wide and how much you get, it'll never lead to success. You need specialized knowledge. Just took a little while for the rest of us to catch up, right? To know that if I want to go faster, to get online, scale, start, do whatever. You just find someone who's already done it, model what they've done and go faster. So people aren't going back to colleges and they don't want to learn on their own. So they're searching for regular people who are willing to share their life experiences. And Stefan, I know what self-education has meant to your life and my life. We've had conversations about it. And Tony and I just decided, you know, if it wasn't for self-education, learning from others, I don't know where I'd be. Tony was home, living in a car, getting his mail at 7-Eleven when he went to Jim Rohn, and Jim Rohn changed his life. I found Tony Robbins and other people that changed my life. Like, we went down the self-education path and we want to help make it the new norm, but it's not just us. The world is heading that way, right? Think about the last time you wanted to learn something. Did you think about going back to college? Did you think about figuring it out on your own? Or did you search online who's already done it and can help you get there? That's what we're doing. And it's exponentially growing. But what we want everyone to see is all of us have an asset. You've been through an experience. Somebody starting out on day one, they can either figure it out on their own, or you could share how they can build a bridge to get from where they are to where they want to go faster. That's why so many people are entering this industry. That's why so many people are having success. And I believe it's the greatest opportunity in the world. I mean, think about what you do, Stefan, I'm sorry. Think about what you do for a living. You deliver people capabilities. You get paid to do it, but you allow them to go faster in life and they get success. Is there any, I mean, seriously, is there anything else you could sell more valuable than that?
No. And you know, for me, I got into this industry because of Tony Robbins. I was impacted so much by his knowledge, his experience, the things that he was sharing with me, that as I was gaining this knowledge and reading books and going through my journey, I realized that I had an asset. I had something that I could share with other people. And I didn't know that it could become a business, but sure enough, it did. And it started just with a YouTube channel and then grew into sharing more in-depth training programs and courses and masterminds and coaching and all of that. And it's been pretty incredible. So
save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What about for people that would say that I'm not a Tony Robbins or a Dean Graziosi or a Stephen James? I don't have knowledge to share. What would you maybe say to someone that maybe has a limiting belief or a fear that's preventing them from maybe sharing what they could on the internet?
Yeah, that's the best question you ever could have asked me, and I get that. So two things. I'm going to answer this in a two-part question. First off, if you could go and really think about this, if you could go spend a day with your 20-year-old self, you had a week to prepare, and then you could go back and spend a day with your 20-year-old self, what would you say and how much would that be worth to you right now? Really think about that. Not like really visualize that. It would be, I already know people say priceless or millions. That's the only answer we ever get, because you know how much you could help avoid the mistakes, how maybe you protect your heart and find true love, or start the business sooner, or realize you have more self-worth. Only you know what you would say to your 20-year-old self. But secondly, there's somebody, potentially millions of people out there right now, starting off on something you've already learned, an experience you've already went through, a mess that you've already accomplished. Right. And the value of that is priceless. I'm going to give you a quick example. We've been helping people for a couple of years now. We've been in it for 60 years, but helping people for about 3 years. We have over 40,000 students in 150 plus countries with 4,700 different unique niches and different things they teach. But I was on the other day with one of our high level students, and her name is Cyrene, and she was in business, and she got next level training from Tony and I and thought she was going to help women in business. But when she got the course, she's like, you know what I really want to help people with? She went through menopause, and she said it was a disaster. I could have no idea what that means as a man, but she said she gained weight. She had night sweats. And she said the worst part, her mind, she thought her husband was going to leave her. She thought she wasn't pretty anymore. She said she felt just crazy. And after feeling that, she said, enough, I can't. She read the books and went to specialists, and she obsessed on it for a few months and cured her night sweats, felt beautiful again, got her mind back, flourished her relationship. She goes, I realized I didn't know before I talked to you and Tony that there are millions of women going through menopause that don't have this knowledge. So she's created a course and a training to help women go through menopause naturally, following her 7-step framework. Who doesn't have a life experience? And the fact of the matter is, probably 20 years ago, people would say, I'm going through this, I need to go to a doctor. Now, in today's world, people say, I'm going through this, let me go find someone who already did and found a way. And they find Cyrene. So if you think you don't have something, you're wrong. And that's why, you know, that's why Tony and I do things like the Own Your Future Challenge, just to show people for free, like, you have this valuable asset. Let us help you unlock it and give it back to the world.
Yeah, because, you know, so many people, they don't realize that they could be making money from their passions. or their challenge, their problem, because whatever their problem or challenge is that they overcame, there's other people on the internet going to Google, going to YouTube, they're searching for how can I solve this, or how can I overcome this in my life, or how can I achieve this goal or aspiration they might have. And then if you can position yourself as someone that has knowledge that you can provide for them, then you can monetize that. You can turn your passion into a profit and build a business. And what would you say is one of the most effective ways for someone to monetize that? Because I know, you know, in the past we talked about building masterminds or coaching. You could sell your own book. You could create an online course. You could have a blog or YouTube channel. What would you say is one of the best ways that someone could profit from whatever their passion or whatever the information is that they want to sell?
Yeah, great question. I think, listen, if you want to write a book, amazing. I'm blessed to be a multiple New York Times bestselling author, and books changed my life. I listen to a book about every 10 days. So if you want to write a book, if you want to create a coaching program, anything you want to do to give back is so powerful. But what I love about where the world is now is the technology that we have and the ability. Look, we're on Zoom right now because we're disconnected in the world. We could be on Zoom in 2 minutes, a flash, we're on, we're training. You could write a book, and someday maybe you should, but you could also be able to lay out what you're going to teach to people and offer it. And in 3 weeks from today, 5 weeks from today, you could be on a Zoom call with 50 people that want to learn how to get through menopause, sell better, eat better, go vegan, train their dog quicker, paint, bond with their children, get through a divorce in an ethical way, help their kids be empowered. You could be on a Zoom like this with 50 people who all paid you because you're giving them the bridge from where you are to where you want to go. You could fine tune that message. You could make it perfect. And then after you do it for 3 months, 4 months, it's so good, you got it all dialed in, you could create a course and sell the live and also sell a course. And here's the cool part. Tools and technology that's out there now has made it so simple. When I started 25 years ago, I had to create an infomercial. I had to create a product. I had to put it in the warehouse. I had to get a shipping company, all this stuff. I was 200 grand in just to see if someone would buy one. Today, we have the opportunity to extract it, put it out there for next to nothing, find our ideal client and say, let me serve you, and then be on a Zoom or be in, you know, mastermind that Tony and I created for people, another outlet. And again, it's one of the reasons that we're doing this challenge. And I'm not trying to just plug it, but people are crazy. If anything I'm saying today interest you, Tony and I are doing a 5-day challenge for free, like completely free, to show people how to figure out what it is they're going to offer, how to elegantly offer it to people, how to find the people that want it and all the other pieces. Cause this is a pivotal time in history. And I believe people who get in front of this revolution, in front of this wave, really stand to benefit in a huge way. And we don't want anybody to miss out.
Yeah. And I want to talk a little bit about the challenge because it's 5 days and it's 100% free. It's free for people to attend. And you guys have gotten, I think, 17 different speakers. Is that right? That you guys have that are showing up. It's not just you and Tony, but you got 17 other people that are rock stars in what they do that are also going to be presenting in this free event. And I'll have you maybe talk a little bit about it. But if you guys are interested in it, I'll put a link below in the description. Or if you go to www.projectlifemastery.com/ownyourfuture, you guys can head over there and register for it, but it is only available for a limited time. Dean, if you can maybe share the dates and a little bit of details around that, I think that'd be really awesome.
It's May 11th. And again, we decided to do another challenge because first of all, we all love to be challenged. We're going to challenge you every day. We're going to challenge you to implement, challenge you to take action. But we just figured the world needs this. And I don't know if ever in history, you'll be able to pull off an event like this because everybody, when the world opens up completely, will be in different directions, right? To get Tony and legit 17 speakers that'll blow your mind. When you go to the URL below, check out the speakers that are coming here to serve. And I'm just going to be transparent because Tony or I asked them, probably more Tony, every one of them said yes, and they're doing it for free. They're doing it because they want to give back. They want to show you that none of them started off in this industry. None of them woke up and or went to college and said, I'm going to be in the self-education industry. Or when they were going through a mess or they were trying to start their business and they got turned down 600 times, but then sold it for $1.2 billion like Jamie Kern Lima did. And she's going to be speaking. Or how Jenna Kutcher quit her job in a great job, but in a little cubicle and was scared to death, bought a camera off of eBay. And then fast forward, she's got the number one marketing podcast in the world. She has a 7-figure self-education, knowledge industry, teaching women to be empowered all over the world, or Brendon Burchard or Trent Shelton or Prince EA? How did all these people take their experience and monetize it? That's why we brought these amazing people together. I'm not joking. It is absolutely a once in a lifetime thing. So don't miss out on this. And I tell you two things really quick. And I've been saying, one, get an accountability partner, right? Take the link that was shared below, go register, and then share that link with a friend immediately. If you go to the gym with a friend, you work out better. You climb a mountain with a friend, you climb it better. You come to an event like this, you can keep each other accountable for the shifts you need to make in your life. And secondly, I would pretend that you paid $10,000 to attend this event. Because truthfully, in any other time in history, you might pay $10,000 for all these speakers, right? Tony gets insane amounts of money for 90 minutes on stage. I don't want to share his business, but it's way more than you could ever imagine. And he's got a waiting list of 2 years. All of it's free. So I would say pretend you paid 10,000 bucks because you'll show up with pen in hand, you'll show up with your journal, and you'll take every bit of note and you'll digest it. So yeah, May 11th, starting at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be unbelievable, and we'd hate for you to miss out.
Yeah, and the lineup of speakers are amazing. So I want to encourage you guys to check that out. Link below for you guys, or again, projectlifemastery.com/ownyourlife, own your future, rather. But the benefit is of this pandemic is you don't have to travel to go to an event, because typically you would. You'd have to, you know, get into an airplane, rent a, you know, get a hotel, fly somewhere and actually sit there and learn. And you get this benefit of being able to consume this, you know, really life-changing content from incredible speakers, all of them incredibly successful at what they do. And it's free. So it's pretty awesome. I'll be there, and I want to encourage you guys to check it out, but also share it with your friends or family, other people in your life, so that they can hold you accountable. They can be a part of that journey and help help you guys all together get to a much better place this year. Dean, maybe one last question I'd like to ask you before we wrap it up. You know, you wrote a fantastic book called Millionaire Success Habits. You help people become millionaires and really share some really valuable habits for people in their life. What would you say are some valuable habits that can help someone that's watching this right now? Maybe one or two or three habits that can help them get on the path to becoming a millionaire.
Yeah, I would say it's the little things are the big things. In fact, my dear friend Randy Garn says, the little things aren't the big things. The little things are everything. So sometimes we're looking for the invention, the magic wand, the big needle mover, and it's really the little things. How we do any little things is how we do the big things. So I would incorporate little shifts in your life. Number one, in times like now when uncertainty is high, our focus can tend to go towards what we've lost, what we don't have, and what could go wrong. Be the observer of that focus and go, my God, I can't believe I'm focusing on that again. And shift your focus on what this pandemic gave you, what opportunities exist, and where you could go. Because listen, they always say this, that there was a story I read once on this long stretch of road in a place where winter and the winters were rough and there was ice. This long stretch of road, there was one tree in the middle of this field, and that tree was all scarred up from getting hit over and over. Field all around it, and the tree kept getting hit because they said people would get in a tailspin and they'd see that one tree and their focus would go on that tree. And I don't want to hit it. I don't want to hit it. I don't want to hit it. And they'd run right into it. If we're focusing on what will go wrong, we'll run right into it. So literally be the observer of your focus, number one. Number two, try to set your mornings up to play offense, not defense. Set a morning routine that lets you see the things you're grateful for. I know we all talk about practicing gratitude, but sometimes we can lower the bar. Sometimes it's that you woke up. 150,000 people a day don't, right? Don't make it through the day. So you woke up, it's a nice day. Like, find a way to practice gratitude. Give yourself a pat on the back for something you accomplished the day before. Give yourself some encouragement of what you're going to accomplish that day. Maybe not look at your phone for the first half hour. Do everything in your morning. That's my secret weapon, is I try to set my morning up where I can attack the day. Because if you get in defense mode all day, you're just trying to put out fires. You can't move forward by solving yesterday's problems. You can't drive forward by looking in the rearview mirror. So how do we play offense to move forward? The third thing that I think is really important is today, like right now, when you're watching this, decide what you must say no to, because we all have this tendency to say, yes, yes, yes. We're overwhelmed. We have our phone, we're appointments. 3/4 of the things you do are probably a pretty must. You should do half of the things you do are probably a must. You probably have 50% of the stuff that doesn't serve you, doesn't serve God, doesn't serve your bigger future, doesn't serve the man or woman you want to be. Learn to say no, and then fit in things like this challenge and other things that can expand your mind and take you where you need to be.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Dean. Really appreciate what you had to share today with my audience. And I want to encourage you guys, if you're here right now, then join Dean, Tony Robbins, and all these other incredible people, including myself, that will be there learning just as you guys are as a student. Go to www.projectlifemastery.com/ownyourfuture. Provide the link below for you guys, but make sure you mark May 11th in your calendar. Show up. There's going to be a ton of value. And I'm just excited just for the energy, the motivation that I get from these events, because and often when you immerse yourself in something like this, you're just on fire. And that's what I love. That's why I love to be around incredible people. And I know those of you that will show up for what you're going to be exposed to some people that will really inspire you to go up another level in your life. So if you need some motivation right now, if you're in a funk, if you're looking for what's next for you, what's the next opportunity that you want to pursue to create freedom and success and abundance and impact in your life, then make sure you guys register for this challenge and take up Dean on what he shared with you guys today. So Dean, thank you so much for your time, brother. Always appreciate you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you. And yeah, believe me, I pinch myself every day that I get to not only attend events like this, but help host them with my partner, Tony. I'm ready for the inspiration and the capabilities. I'll be taking notes and I'll see you guys all there May 11th. And thank you, Stefan, for all that you do for the world, man. You really care, because I know you behind the scenes, and keep up the good work. See you guys all May 11th.
Appreciate it. Thank you guys. See you guys again soon.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.